WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 63 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly sunny and breezy with a high of 79. In local news, members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the Media Center at the high school beginning at 7:30. On their agenda are special presentations from Dan Vargason with regard to the Costa Rica trip and FFA advisor Eric Miller with regard to the National FFA Convention. The board is then also set to act on approving open enrollment requests, general education and special ed contracts, other contracts and or letters of assignment, amended contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, and any resignations. Other action items will include the second reading of a policy pertaining to honorary diplomas, the first reading of a wellness policy, the approval of a school resource officer for the 2014-2015 school year, approval of new teacher employment, transportation for extracurricular activities, and a 2014-2015 contract for a course in partnership with Iowa Western Community College. And then at the end of their meeting, the Atlantic School Board will discuss the terms for a board self-evaluation and their Iowa Association of School Board action priorities for fiscal year 2015. News time is 7:08.
We asked Pat from Rex Pharmacy what she enjoys about working with her customers.
I enjoy the customers when they come in. I try to remember their faces and their names. A lot of the people don't get out very much, so when they do come in, they like to visit. And I'm a good listener. I enjoy listening to them. And they're not just our customers. They're more like family to us. When they come in how many times a week, and, you know, it gets to be years, we get to be good friends with them. I especially enjoy the older people. I like listening to their stories, and then I have a few of my own to tell them. Another thing, I do the colognes, and I have one lady that calls Claire from Harlan, and I order colognes for her, and then I send them to her. I do that for several customers that can't get down, so I'll mail it to them. I also, every afternoon, I'll make deliveries. I go to several customers maybe once a month, twice a month, and I've made good friends visiting them also. But most of all, I just enjoy the people coming in and seeing their faces, and I hope we make their day, and they surely make mine.
Whether you're waiting for a prescription or need your prescription delivered, or if you're looking for a special fragrance gift, stop in and see Pat at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Police in Atlantic arrested two men overnight Saturday into early Sunday morning on charges of public intoxication. At around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, officers took 62-year-old Richard Bruce Dedrickson of Red Oak into custody, and 45-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak was arrested at around 1 a.m. Sunday. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Red Oak police report also the arrest early Sunday morning of a woman on an assault charge. 24-year-old Maria Ann Sedina of Red Oak was arrested for domestic abuse assault after officers investigated a domestic disturbance at a residence in the 1400 block of Highland Avenue. Sedina was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Corning man turned himself into authorities Friday evening. 29-year-old Christopher Scott Key was wanted on an active warrant for domestic assault. His bond was set at $2,000. And an accident Saturday afternoon southwest of Carbon in Adams County resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. Authorities say 83-year-old Beverly Heaton was driving a Mercury Sable near 1918 Chestnut Avenue just before 2 p.m. when the car slid off the road and hit a utility pole. Heaton was transported by ambulance to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital in Corning for treatment of her injuries. School will be starting soon, and the Cass County Democratic Party wants to help elementary-age children whose families are struggling financially. Last week, Sherry Tully, chair of the Cass County Democratic Party, presented Larry Hunt, the CAM elementary principal, with school supplies ranging from pencil top erasers to rulers and school bags. Tully said in a press release that they like to give people, especially our most vulnerable children, a hand up in order for them to achieve their potential and to feel good about themselves. And by donating the school supplies, they're giving children who might not be able to have new school bags and other supplies that opportunity. And Larry Hunt will distribute the supplies between the children of both elementary schools, Anita and in Messina. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, road projects in Sioux City are drawing complaints from a disability rights advocate who says the construction is making it harder for people with limited mobility. The advocacy group Access, SUX, is asking city officials for better communication when it comes to the projects. Don Du, the group's leader, says his group has received numerous calls about the problems of access around the road and sidewalk projects. Sioux City Public Works Director Jay Dundas said the city works with disabled people and contractors to make sure that access issues are resolved, and he says he's open to more discussions. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Eggers, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kenneth Eggers will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Wayne Colvin, age 79, of Oakland, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Wayne Colvin will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Curtis Masteller, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life services for Curtis Masteller will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jackson Tanner Raby, age 2.5 months, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Jackson Rabe will be held on today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Grover Lemkuhl, age 93, of Villisca, died Saturday in Villisca. Funeral services for Grover Lemkuhl will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Martin, age 57, of Carroll and formerly of Greenfield, died July the 1st in Carroll. Celebration of Life services for Ronald Martin will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Shirley Angus, age 69, of Messina, died Thursday in Omaha. Private family services for Shirley Angus will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. And Harold Pudge Powell, age 47, that's Pudge Powell II, died Saturday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Harold Pudge Powell II are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.